You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Like I just were in the sun. What a day, man. Honestly thought we'd be talking pucks. We'd be talking basketball, baseball. I do want to get to the Nats. They've won 4 in a row. Dylan Cruz might be hurt. A little part of me feels like it might be like, yo, Dylan, sit down for a while. You're hurt. You know what you know how that happens?
We went on a little run for a minute.
I know. Apparently, we're going to get Bobby Blanco. We need somebody to talk Nats with us tomorrow. But, B, the amount of news that has come out of these owners' meetings, and they may or may not be back in the room talking about the tush push. That's what... Has Maskey updated that at all? All right, Mark Maskey. Said that they went back into the room. So they've now voted twice on 23-9, 22-10 to keep the tush push. They need 24 votes to overturn that thing. And they got damn close, but close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades. A couple other things I thought were of news today. They officially passed NFL players going to the Olympics.
Yeah.
But they still have to work out the deal with the PA on that. How do you think that goes? As a former NFL PA rep,
if the league gonna try to benefit off of it, the players got to benefit off of it. And the PA gonna get, they can make money, they're not gonna stop it.
Do you think players, did you hear what A.J. Brown said about going to the Olympics?
He said.
He's like, I don't want to go. And he kind of blamed the media. He's like, because you guys will make it a big deal that I'm not at mini camp or training camp.
Well, think what you want to think. But if you go to the Olympics, I don't think the media really say nothing about that if you're in the Olympics.
I tend to agree.
Or maybe he's getting ahead of it because he probably feel he won't get picked anyway.
How about, this could be actually fun. So for flag football in the Olympics, let's all think of a player we think would be awesome in the NFL.
Tyreek Hill.
Sure. For me.
Jefferson.
Yes. If I had to pick A.J. Brown or Devontae Smith, the Eagles' two receivers,
I'd take
for
Devontae.
Flag football, you know, what makes A.J. Brown so dominant is his physical prowess.
Yeah.
Flag football, something else. Let's pick somebody from every – Malik Nabers, obviously. I mean, you do need defenders, though.
Well, like, you need which guy? Jamar Chase.
Yeah.
Let's be real. Flag football is basically receivers and DBs.
Basically.
So if you got a guy who could play both ways, normally most receivers were deep. Most DBs were receivers at one point and just couldn't catch.
Right.
You know? And I'm sure some of those DBs were, some of those receivers were DBs, and they say, look, man, you catch everything you touch. We need to put you on offense.
So the LA Olympics run from July 14th to July 30th, 2028. The typical NFL calendar, training camp doesn't start till like July 27th-ish. So they can play, the NFL players can go play flag football in the Olympics. I think you're right, though. 3 years from now, 3 summers from now, I don't think A.J. Brown's getting picked. Mm-hmm. I was listening to PFT's podcast this morning, and he said something about, you know, the excitement of flag football in the Olympics and NFL players taking part of it. And I think by the time we get to the finish line on this, it'll be more regular flag football players than it will NFL players. Mm-hmm. I think there'll be a handful of NFL players just to try to like add more excitement to it. But the Olympics is a worldwide thing. And, mm-hmm. you know, I don't know that Devontae Smith has significant appeal in the Asian markets. You know what I'm saying? Like they might just be into the game to learn the game to begin with. But they did say something that I couldn't help but stop to think about. Imagine, like, some dude from Croatia trying to grab Lamar Jackson's flag. Like,
hey, bro, I'm going to say this. Every country I've been to, whether it's been some of these small islands, these whatever, you always see an athlete. They can find them somewhere. Like, I left here yesterday. I had to hang around and do some stuff. Then I went over to Oxon Hill High School. That was a girls flag football clinic that I was doing with the Commanders. We weren't 15 minutes into that clinic when I had my mouth open. I was like, what the hell? Like, these young ladies were like, they were learning the flag football thing. I asked one girl, I said, you played before? She said, yep. I look at her, I said, you play wide receiver. This girl get in and out of breaks, had cuts. Like when you seen a little, the team from Dallas? It's supposed to be the best flag with girls flag football team in the league, I mean in the country.
I believe you.
This young lady who can run here, Jay, and while running, had a body over here with a girl trying to grab a flag. They were impressing the hell out of me out there. So you never know. It's going to be, can you imagine? You get one of these groups from Kenya. They don't get tired. I mean, I'm serious. You watch it. Listen, they're not going to get tired. So they're not going to be overly impressed. We play tackle football. When you put us in the flag football arena, it's not the exact same thing now. It's a little difference.
I wonder if you tell me what you think. I think the teams that are capable of competing on an international level in flag football, particularly here in the United States, but I imagine there's Canada's got a team and Germany's got a team. Mm-hmm. Like, I imagine these are real athletes, to your point. Yeah. If you're going to be an international flag football team, you're practicing.
Yeah.
Like, do you think...
And
you
they could, probably are together all the time.
Right.
That's why when...
How many NFL players do you think really realistically get dropped into that? Because how much time are they going to devote to that?
They're not going to devote a lot of time to it, but I think they can still get out there and be effective. But I think if we're not doing it like the tackle way, it's different.
I in no way think...
It's somebody in one of these countries that can run a 4-2 or 4-1, just like we got people here could do it.
Sure.
But the thing of it is, will our guys, now I know in basketball, because basketball was international, and the world was getting closer, and they sent the right people in, Michael and Magic and all of them, to say, we're going to stop this crap right now.
Right.
They went with the right mindset. This is flag football. And it's not me knocking anything, but the guys that are getting paid money to play tackle football professionally, are they going to invest the same level of time to pick up the little, like, because when a guy go to grab your flag, you can't slap his hand. You can't guard the flag. But when you somebody come to tackle you, you can stiff them. You can do different things. So it's some rules that are a little different that if you've been doing this thing at the NFL level, you've been there for 8 years or maybe 5 years, and you've been doing it your whole life, are you going to be able to get away from it?
You know, there is an International Flag Football World Championships.
So they've been playing it a long time now. But now we got all of the 7-on-7, which is basically flag football.
We won the last five.
We have?
Who else has won them?
So those guys are pissed talking about they don't want NFL players coming
right.
to play.
Austria won in 2012.
Well, so now we know six of, don't tell us the seventh. So you said there were seven of them and America's won five?
No. I think there were 11, it looks like.
And America won.
There's been 11, and the U.S. has only won five of them?
We've won six.
Six. All right.
That's a little eye-opening, right?
Did
Austria, which I would not have expected.
Spain.
No.
Germany?
No.
Australia?
Canada, yeah.
Canada's one, because they're right. They got flag football. They got Canadian rule football.
Hell, they got football, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
France?
England?
My nephew is playing in France right now.
Austria, tackle football. Canada, and France.
They got tackle football leagues in France.
Can we get odds on 2028 flag football?
Probably not, JP.
I think they'd lose all their money if they took bets on that.
Why?
Because the U.S. has to be such a heavy favorite.
Sure, but they've only won half of the international
competitions.
That's
because they don't have the NFL players playing in it right now.
Does that... I believe... Obviously, the NFL players make it better. Now, the dude that's like the quarterback for the top fantasy football team is like, no, it's a different game. You can't just drop in here.
Okay.
Do you believe that?
I hear him talking, but if I drop Pat Mahomes in there right now today, and I drop Jamar Chase, Neighbors, Terry, Jefferson, Devontae Smith, Tyreek, who the hell running with him all day?
So just more clarity on the World Championships. We didn't play in the first three.
Okay. So that's why those other teams won them?
Yeah, so there's six. There's six and
six
two.
Six of the eight.
Yeah, six of the eight they played.
So
then.
Who won the other two?
Austria.
While we were playing.
I think it was Canada and Austria.
Canada and Austria, okay.
Who is currently playing flag football that is so good? You know what I'm saying?
Like who? I
think this
the guys?
Dude, Doucette, is considered to be like the guy.
But, hey, bro, I guarantee the ones that are playing in these leagues, hell, I had someone hit me about 3 weeks ago.
But you're
ago.
Also saying when you go to these flag football tournaments no, and it's it blows
I had
your
somebody
mind.
Hit me 3 weeks ago, well, 3 months ago now, I'm not 3 weeks, and said, let's start a flag football league. And I shoo-shooed it. Until I started looking up stuff. You know, it's a lot of damn leagues going on right now. And people go check it out. And there are parents that's pushing their kids to the flag football league, the 7-on-7 league, and not letting them play tackle football.
Right. Dude, if you told me 70 years from now, 50 years from now, that football as we know it is actually some amalgamation of 7-on-7 and flag and whatever else, like, I wouldn't be shocked by that. Like, mm-hmm. The world's going to change in ways we can't imagine, right?
You always have barbarians, though.
Ah, you're right.
Speaking of barbarians, I just sent you a picture of the assistant coach on the U.S. flag football team. That guy looks like he could kill someone.
That guy looks intense. Shout out to Patrick Alley. All right, so what? There's a.
How'd you look like he's running from somebody?
Yo.
Pat looked like he already committed some crimes.
All right, so the U.S. flag national team. Doug, I bet the women's team beats everybody's ass. I bet the men's team is nasty, but I bet the women's team is throttling them.
I'll tell you, bro.
I actually don't think they're quite as good as the men. I think the Mexican women's team is pretty good.
There's a team. Mm. Like, I don't think any country that's very good in soccer can probably be good at this league if you just find your quarterback. Because you watch soccer, they can stop and start at the drop of a dime.
Dude, this other picture of Patrick Alley, the assistant coach on the flag national team, is even crazier. I'll drop it in the text thread. This dude, In that one, he looks like he's like trying to kill somebody. In the one I just sent, he looks like he just ate a bag of mushrooms and is listening to the Grateful Dead for the first time. All right, so we're just going to run through the roster here. Sean Third Jr., B, he is from New Orleans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's what we do.
Amir Brown from Philly. Hoosh Doucette, that's the guy that I've heard so much about, also from New Orleans. What is...
Well, Doucette, I should have known he's from Louisiana.
So Sean Third Jr., they list positions, and he is an RSH and a wide receiver. It's a pass rusher. So do they, there are linemen then, right? Are there three linemen?
No, you normally, I think you have a couple guys that can, somebody snaps the ball, and you have to wait till you rush.
I thought you had to like give it a three count or something.
You have to give it a certain count, then you rush.
Okay. Tell you one thing that surprises me. No DMV representatives on the national team. New Orleans, Philly, New Orleans, Florida, Florida, Texas, Florida, 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 Texas, Florida, Texas. Oh, we got an alternate.
From where?
Antonio Coleman is from Prince George's County.
All right.
He might be the backup quarterback.
AC.
Jeff. You're our Prince George's County Bureau Chief.
Got to find Coleman.
Find Antonio Coleman. Where'd he go to high school?
All right, I'm going to find him.
I am sure these men are terrific at what they do, but I do think if Ja'Marr Chase says he's going to play, that Amir Brown might be in trouble. But here's the other part of this, and I don't know roster sizes or anything.
10.
That's the full roster? How many people are on the field at once? 7?
5-on-5.
5-on-5. Thank you. You have to be able to go both ways if you're going to play in this league, right?
Yeah.
You think Tyreek Hill is going to line up a DB in a flag football game?
I think Tyreek Hill will line up in the league, but you know what? What he's trying to say is the guy that's been running with him all day going to be tired as hell. But I did see the little kid at Tyreek's football camp. He worked him on a route.
All right, the ladies' team. San Antonio, Jacksonville, Florida, Gainesville, Florida, Texas, Tampa, Texas, Kansas. Shout out to – hold up. This is the U.S. team. You got this has to be America, right? This lady's from Ottawa, Kansas. Were we aware that there's an Ottawa in Kansas? I thought Ottawa was in Canada.
They got a lot of cities named different places all over the world, though.
Texas, Texas.
There's a Rome, Georgia, right?
There's a Paris, Texas.
Yeah, I know that. I knew that one.
Ohio and West Palm. We got no DMV ladies on the team. Denver, Cali.
Hey, you're so right. Travis Hunter would be great. B, that's a good pull there. Travis Hunter would be awesome.
Champ Bailey, dude. I mean, it's probably.
You mean Champ Bailey, like when he was.
Yeah.
Not right now. No, no. I'm not going to let Champ play right now. I'm going to say, nah, Champ. Nah, dog. You're my little bro. I got to keep you healthy.
Bees, if you're listening, I want odds on 2028 flag football.
Bees want odds of walking without holding them ribs right
I
now.
Know, I hope Bees is all right. I think he's actually in Vegas.
He's going to be all right.
I saw Pete yesterday.
I saw the video. He had an eagle, a natural eagle, he said.
Yeah, man, on 16. That's a hell of a. I do want to discuss the senior PGA going on at Congressional. The action starts tomorrow. I'm curious how this rain will impact it. I mean, the U.S. just like minus 10,000.
So how did the rough look when you were out there?
Like.
And if it gets wet?
I believe. I'm gonna try to say this without having to pause myself. I believe it was like 2.5-3 inches and super thick.
All right.
And once it gets wet, now the flip side of that is if the fairways are a little bit wet, you know, you take some of the firmness out, those guys can control it.
No, but they can still make the greens dry.
Right. The greens with the sub air will be dry in a minute. So it looks great. The grounds crew's done a great job out there. How cool would it be if Ernie Els could win there after winning the U.S. Open there almost 30
good.
Years ago?
Is the old dude playing Bernard, or did he after the Achilles episode?
I don't believe longer.
As long as around, he always has a chance.
You remember Garrett? Garrett Morrison that does all the golf stuff. So I saw Garrett over there yesterday. We're going to have him on the show to give us a little preview. My mom seems to think that the men's player that's from PG County, that I believe is an alternate, went to High Point High School. Jeff, have we confirmed anything about Antonio Coleman?
I found his page. I just hit him in the DM.
Look at Jeff sliding in the DMs.
I see it, Jeff.
Much like Mitchell Parker, we are the foremost U.S. men's flag football team radio show in the DMV.
Hell yeah.
You're damn right. Little Nats update when we come back.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Baseball fans love the long ball, and FanDuel is giving you even more reasons to love home runs every Tuesday during the MLB season. Because with Dinger Tuesdays, all FanDuel customers get a home run profit boost. That means when you bet on moonshots, you can take your winnings to a new height. So whether it's a big blast or an oppo taco, FanDuel is your home for betting home runs. Just visit FanDuel.com/Brian and gear up to go yard all season long. That's FanDuel.com/Brian to claim your Dinger Tuesday profit boost. Make every moment more with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook. Official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. Opt-in required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable profit boost tokens. Restrictions apply, including any token expiration and max wager amount. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year.
not a VIP, you're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Gambler. Brit. Awesome, awesome news. I don't know if you've heard this.
I already saw it.
All right. The NFC East will be featured for the in-season version of Hard Knocks this year.
Why are they doing a whole league?
They've done the whole division. They've done that now for at least a year, I think two.
I recall last year they just talked about one team.
Last year was the AFC North. It was Bengals, Browns, Steelers, Ravens. It was all of them.
I know they did all of them.
I think they do it to make it less invasive on one team, that they're not like all in on one team, that they're spread out a little bit. But dude, last year watching it, it was really, really good. I think you're right though. 2 years ago, it was the Dolphins in season, but last year they switched it to be all of a division. I think this is really, really good. You get the annual nonsensical drama of Dallas. I mean, dude, Joe Shane and Brian Daboll, maybe not for the right reasons, proved to be pretty damn compelling television. Philly, Sirianni will be crying. Somebody will be fighting, you know what I mean? And then just to get to watch the Commanders up close and see and learn more about how they operate. Like, you've got a defending champion, the two teams that were in the title game, for better or worse, a team that too many people care about in the Dallas Cowboys. I think this is really, really cool.
We'll see.
Do you see any drawbacks to it?
Not really. I don't think they're gonna give them anything much.
The cameras are there. Like
they're there, but they also get some say on what's shown.
Sure.
And I think it's gonna be, they're gonna show class. So I'm cool with that.
What about the boys in the aquarium? Brian typically reacts pretty middle of the road to most things. I think this is dope. I think this is exciting. Jeffrey, what about you?
Yo, I'm actually excited. Like, for once, the Commanders are being thought of for things for the entire league and for the entire world to see. Like, I hate to bring the Madrid trip up, but like 3 years ago, if they said, yo, we thinking about sending somebody to Madrid, Commanders wasn't getting picked. Even when Hard Knocks started, they wasn't thinking about the Commanders. I'm excited for this.
Yeah, we were on it because it was the Texans or the
they were on it. The one big fight was the Texans.
Texans, yeah.
Yeah.
So
then they were on it 2 years ago, which was really tough. The last year of Ron, when the Dolphins came to town, they showed the Dolphins game planning for the Commanders' defense and just knowing they were going to go deep to Tyreek off the break. I'm with you, Jeff. I think this is exciting. I think it's more access to a team. Even like, it's not all strategy. Some of the cool stuff of Hard Knocks is just showing dudes like messing around in the locker room, like how they interact and are teammates. And I think fans will enjoy that. White Brian, as a Giants fan, are you terrified that Brian Daboll and Joe Shane will again be on television talking strategy?
Yep, 1,000% terrified. It went terrible the last time.
Landini, the chief BS officer, what do you make of this?
I think it's cool. Hard Knocks has been around for like 20 years at this point, and the Commanders have never been on it. I get this isn't really the training camp version, which is what I would prefer, but I still think it'll be pretty cool.
I think it's cool. I think the in-season is cooler than training camp. Training camp, like, we've all watched the training camp version of Hard Knocks enough that we know kind of the formula to it. There's obviously the stars, and then there's the coaches, and then they kind of zero in on a couple guys that are, like, you know, long shots to make the roster. As far as, like, what matters to a team, a lot of that doesn't matter all that much. The in-season, week to week to week, and maybe, you know, 1 week it's more Giants-Eagles, 1 week it's more Cowboys-Commanders. Like, it kind of varies over the course of the season. But, dude, I mean, think about this late in the year when they play four straight NFC East games to close out the season. Like, now you're seeing everything after the fact, but I think that'll be just really, really great television. Like, imagine the Hard Knocks of the Christmas game against the Cowboys. I'll open 800-636-1067. If anybody wants to call in, I would imagine. Is anybody upset by this, you think?
Yeah, put it out there.
So our guy Tay, we love Tay, he replied to me, damn, did we really have to share the spotlight? I think we got to relax with those too much or too little. They have 10 national television games. That's a lot. They're going to Europe. They're playing on Christmas. Two Monday nights, two Sunday nights. They don't do in season on one team anymore. They change that. And I'd rather have the in season than the training camp version. Maybe people would rather have the cameras all to themselves, but I don't know, man.
You know, fans have their different mindsets.
800-636-1067. For all the folks who've been talking about Hard Knocks forever, is here. I think this is really dope. I pay more attention to that one because what happens with Hard Knocks is kind of the same thing as what happens with preseason. The first preseason game, everybody's excited. Then you kind of realize, like, oh, man, it's preseason. You're not that excited. The first Hard Knocks, you're all fired up. Then, like, two Hard Knocks in, you're like, oh, man, can we just watch a regular season? This is the regular season. Like, this is the real deal, and I think it's quite exciting.
Now, do you know if the in-season one, the episodes, they all come out after the season is over, right?
No.
Oh,
It's a week later.
Oh, really?
So, like, week one Hard Knocks will drop during week two.
Oh, nice.
It's not like a binge watch at the end of the year. It's happening in real time, for lack of a better word, but not until the game is finished.
That's great.
Dude, last year, I mean, it was really pretty riveting watching Bengals, Steelers. I'm going to hit some of these phones. John is in Haymarket. John, you fired up for in-season Hard Knocks?
What's up, guys? Absolutely not.
Really? Why?
Hard Knocks is the most played-out thing the NFL has to offer. It's the same sale stuff every single year.
But not the in-season because it's different every year.
It's just a new time frame on the same stuff.
Like, no, it's not.
It's stale.
Because there's games that happen, and you see the outcome.
It's stale.
You're stale. Thanks for the
call.
You're
stale.
See, why you get mad when people have an opinion opposite of yours?
I don't think he... That's fair.
He says stale.
Call back.
He don't like it.
Call back. Stale. Call back, John. If you want to say Hard Knocks, the preseason Hard Knocks is stale, I think you have a real argument. If you want to say it about the in-season product, frankly, I don't think you watched it. I really don't, because it was way better than the preseason. The preseason one, by the way, we haven't even said this, is going to Buffalo. So you want to watch the Mafia jump around, some Josh Allen, fire away. My man Julio is in Greenbelt, if I can get this to work.
Julio, what's going on, gentlemen?
You fired up for in-season Hard Knocks.
No, I'm not. I get the content value of it. I think it'd be better. But do I want my team a whole exposed during the season? You know what I'm saying? And we on a run to go somewhere? Nah, that's a bad idea. I understand what you're saying. Would it make for better content? Yeah, but nah, I don't want the Commanders to get that attention. We might be on a run. I don't want that. I think that's a bad idea. Bad idea. That's my take, fellas.
Okay. I handle that one better, B.
Yeah. Kind of.
Julio, you still there? So here's my question to the folks worried about, like, giving away strategy or something. One, it comes out the week after the game. So, like, the first in-season Hard Knocks probably doesn't happen until, like, week four or something. Mm-hmm. Because they have to kind of build the content up. And the teams have final say and approval. So, like, if Dan Quinn or Cliff Kingsbury or Joe Witt is like, yo, don't put that in there, they won't put it in there. Now, if you're White Brian and you saw the Giants make fools of themselves on the offseason one. Maybe you question how good they are at censoring their content. But I think these guys are going to be really good at censoring the content.
All right.
Gerald is in Woodbridge. Gerald, you fired up about in-season Hard Knocks?
Hey, man, that's really going to be like that, man. I saw the in-season one with the AFC North, and, like, man, they showed that game, the Cleveland-Pittsburgh game in the snow. Man, that joint was like that, man. And just seeing how, you know, they ended their season and everything like that, man, it was really cool, man. I really enjoyed it, man. So, you know, that stale guy in the beginning, man, he need to go somewhere. Thanks, though.
Thank you, Gerald. Appreciate you, dude. No offense to the dude that thinks it's stale. I think that dude hasn't watched in-season. The in-season product is very different and really, really good. He was right. The Browns-Steelers game in the snow, I think it was Browns-Steelers, maybe it was Browns-Ravens, was awesome. I'm gonna see again a few more of these calls just because it's breaking news and I like getting live reaction. I think this is Mark in Landover Hills. Mark, what do you think? In-season Hard Knocks for the NFC East.
Buddy, JP, I hate to burst your balloon, buddy, but I got to agree with Mr. Mitchell, man. JP, if somebody doesn't agree with you, buddy, you tend to fly off on a tangent, and I wouldn't give you a nickel for all of it, buddy. I hate to tell you that, man.
That's fine. I tried to be better with the second guy.
And, man, JP, please, man, give people a chance to talk, buddy. When you show good can.
That was not me that hung up, Mark.
Yeah, that was me. Get to the point next time.
That was landfill.
I just got a call. We're not supposed to hang up on callers. I got an email saying that.
That wasn't for that.
I'm just saying.
Chris is in Culpeper.
Stop hanging up on people.
Mark in Landover Hills. I did not hang up on you, and we're running very late, so it's a good time to get to the point.
I'm going to get straight to the point.
Fire away.
I think it's a horrible idea. I don't really think it's great content. Did you say it's during the season?
Yes.
Well, I mean, we watched the game on Sunday. I'm not really worried about, like, I don't really understand. What are they just going to sit in a room and say, hey, it's Tuesday, let's talk about the practice?
Dude, they also show, like, dope highlights of the game. They have
I can get that on anything, but I'm not being a smart.
You can't get this
like
on anything. There's a reason they give these cameras significant access. You can't
well,
get this on
there's a reason why 4 out of 5 people just don't really, really enjoy it. And I just think it's kind of dumb. I mean, just I don't really think it provides content. But is it really real? Like, they're not going to give you anything. What's going to be going on with the game plan? You're just going to hear
extra mics on the sideline is definitely real. But you know what? You're entitled to your opinion, sir. I hope you don't watch it.
And I appreciate you letting me speak the whole time. I didn't want to get cut off, sir. You're the man.
All right,
Brian, you're the man. Y'all the man.
All right, this might have to be the last one. Seneca's in Laurel. Seneca, in-season Hard Knocks. You fired up?
I'm very fired up, JP. How's it going, JP? B. Mitch, how the guys? Jeff.
Why do you like it?
I love it. I was in San Diego for 2 years, you know, living there, going to Winston's Bar on the beach, and we watched every game. We watched this whole thing rise up from nothing to something amazing. I want everything we deserve, just like Chiefs fans get, just like Eagles fans. Give us the exposure. I'm tired of this Redskins Commanders fear of success. I'm ready to embrace it, man. Whether it's bad or a good product, I'm going to watch every episode. And I'm going to enjoy it. And I hope you guys get on, too, because you've led the way for many years. Thank you, guys. Have a great time.
Thank you, buddy. All right, we got to take a quick break. We are quite late. We're going to make some bets when we return in-season Hard Knocks. I'm a little surprised at the split reaction here, but that's why live radio when news happens is the best. Nobody go anywhere.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. Bike to the Beach is happening June 20th, and whether you're riding 25, 50, or 100 miles, this ride is a fun one. Impactful, and also it's for an incredible cause. So it's supporting autism awareness and inclusion. It's fully supported, built for all skill levels, and it all ends at the beach with a hotel finish line festival, food trucks, and a beer tent from Dewey Beer Company. Don't miss your chance to be a part of something very, very powerful. Sign up now at biketothebeach.org and ride with us to make a difference.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com.
We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right. I'm fired up about NFC East Hard Knocks in season. We had some callers that were not fired up. One dude said, I'm stale. Wale just responded to me on Twitter that he hates it.
I'm serious. I've seen...
And what was the votes on your poll?
I've seen... I'm going to go back to it. Some people are liking it. Some people... at this point, damn, get back over here, boy. All right. It shows 57 are excited and 40 are not. I mean, 28% are not. 15% go meh. They can care less. Like, for me, I think it comes down to the type of person you are. A lot of people are excited about anything that goes down with the team. Some people are less excited. Like me, my whole deal is, look, man, I know exactly what's going on. You're playing well. When you play well, you get that excitement level. But I promise you, I will not go back and watch every one of them. Because I'm the type of person, when I watch it and see it, on to the next one. And that's just my mindset all my life. So I don't care to go back and watch it. Unless
are you a meh vote then?
I'm kind of like that. Because like for me, once I see the game, if everything happened how I wanted to see it, I don't need to go back and look at it. Now, if there were some things going on and I'll go, okay, maybe if I had heard something happen during the week and maybe that gives me a little idea of what it is, I will go back and look. But I'm not going to look at every game, every one.
I definitely will. Now, maybe it's a little different for me as like a reporter trying to get information. Lanville, will you, like, I will watch everyone when it drops, which is usually like Tuesday at 10. Like, I will.
Tuesday at 10. Lanville going to be asleep. Most
no,
times.
He'll be awake at 10. He'd be asleep at 5 p.m.
Now he gets home, he chills, then he takes that nap.
What is the typical landfill schedule? It's like the nap from 4 to 9 and then up from 10 to 5, 4-ish?
Nah, I usually nap from like 5:30 to 7-ish. I took a nap on the way home, though, the other day.
Wait.
You just pulled over and took a nap?
Yeah, I pulled over at Mervis Diamond Importers in Tysons, and I just took a nap in their parking lot.
Oh, shout out to Ronnie Mervis.
Yeah.
I bet he appreciates that.
There's a great shaded area. It was fantastic.
I have done car naps. I'm not going to knock a car nap. Like, if I...
Hold on, JP. He lives 30-something minutes from here, 40 minutes.
Yeah, that's tough.
You need a damn nap in between that.
White Brian, how'd we do last night? Let's make some bets quick.
Landfill and JP are 2-0.
Bang!
I'm taking Henri Squire.
What are you talking
about? I'm taking Tyrese Holler buckets and the Pacers winning tonight to pop off.
What did I win last night?
The playoffs.
What am I? What's mine? 1-1?
You're 1-1.
I'm 1-0. I didn't play the first week.
Yo, that is your rule that if you're not here, you don't get it. You take a loss.
Now you're on vacation. You don't count. You almost talk to
that. I'm taking the Knicks.
I call it what I want to call it.
We need to have an owners meeting about this. Heard it here first game.
Give me the under. I'm taking the under again.
I'm taking the under with you, B. I like that tonight.
And I'm going, what you call, I'm over 25.
Are the Nats,
Brunson.
Are the Nats getting this game in tonight?
Getting strapped up.
Whoa, dog. Pause.
You might want to strap up.
Double pause. Thank you to everybody that listened to the radio program today. Thank you to Chris Miles. Thank you to Neil Greenberg. Thank you to Pete Daugherty. Thank you to everybody that called. That was a fun-ass day. I did not expect so much excitement on this Wednesday. Hump day.
Hey, man. Always expect excitement.
Always, baby. Grant and Danny coming your way next. I'm going to call my shot. I bet Grant is really fired up about in-season Hard Knocks. I can see Danny not being excited.
I bet Danny's furious.
What is Chris Russell more mad about, Hard Knocks or the Tush Push? Tomorrow we will find out. Landfill, see if you can book Rooster tomorrow. And see if you can bring some two-month-old candy as well. Thank you to everybody. Grant and Danny next. You made it this far. I owe you a beer.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.